People in Russia's southwestern Rostov region awoke Saturday with a significant oil depot on fire following a massive Ukrainian attack. It was the latest long-range strike by Ukrainian forces on a border area inside Russia. Ukraine has stepped up aerial assaults on Russian soil, targeting refineries and oil terminals to slow down the Kremlin's war machine. It comes as Moscow's army is pressing hard along the front line in eastern Ukraine, where a shortage of troops and ammunition in the third year of war has made defenders vulnerable. Rostov regional governor Vasily Kolubev said the drone attack caused a blaze spanning 200 square meters, some 2,100 square feet, but there were no casualties. Kolubev announced that the fire was extinguished after several hours. Additionally, Moscow claimed that two Ukrainian drones were being intercepted over the Rostov region, while Russian air defense systems overnight also destroyed two other drones over the country's western Kursk and Belgorod regions. The Ukrainian attacks were in apparent retaliation for deadly Russian strikes on Ukrainian territories. Vadim Vilashkin, the Ukrainian governor of the partly occupied eastern Donetsk region, said Saturday that Russian attacks on Friday had killed 6 people and wounded a further 22. Oleksandr Prokudin, governor of Ukraine's Kherson region, which is also partly occupied by Russia, said Saturday that 1 person had been killed and 6 wounded as a result of Russian shelling over the previous day. Yet elsewhere, military officials reported some success, with Ukraine's air defenses intercepting 4 of 5 drones launched by Russia overnight. The 5th drone reportedly left Ukrainian airspace in the direction of Belarus, a close ally of Russia. Yet U.S. Lieutenant General Ben Hodges, the former commanding general of the U.S. Army Europe, believes Russia won't be able to overrun Ukraine.
There's nothing they can do. They do not have the ability to knock Ukraine out of the war. Now, they're going to continue losing 1,000 soldiers a day because they don't care about their own casualties, but I don't think that this is endless.
However, the attacks and counterattacks have underscored concerns about a rapid escalation of the war in Ukraine that has already killed and injured hundreds of thousands of people. It's getting difficult for the outside world to monitor the war. Vadim Golda, who was a security assistant for the monitoring mission of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE, was sentenced to 16 years in prison by a court in the Russian-occupied part of Donetsk on charges of spying. He allegedly gathered information about industrial facilities later hit during the war. Golda was detained in September 2022, along with 2 other mission workers, both of whom were earlier sentenced to 13 years in prison. The OSCE has demanded their immediate release. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.